In this bulletin, the United States and China sign a long-awaited interim trade deal. Fears a thunderstorm could make bushfires and smoke worse in Victoria. And in cricket, Australian players dominate the annual Men's International Cricket Awards. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The United States and China have signed a long-awaited interim trade deal, bringing a truce in their 18-month trade war. US President Donald Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Louis He signed the agreement at a White House ceremony. The Phase 1 trade agreement is expected to boost exports from US farmers and manufacturers to China. However, the deal does not force the changes to China's economic model that Mr. Trump had been hoping to achieve. Still in the US, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named two chairmen who led President Donald Trump's impeachment inquiry as prosecutors for his Senate trial. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler will leave the seven-member team, which includes a diverse selection of politicians, six of whom are lawyers. Mr. Trump was impeached by the Democratic-led House last month on charges of abuse of power over pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden and for obstructing Congress. Ms. Pelosi says the Senate trial is essential to upholding democracy.
It's about the Constitution. It's about the Republic, if we can keep it. And they shouldn't be frivolous with the Constitution of the United States, even though the President of the United States has. The president is not above the law. He will be held accountable. He has been held accountable. He has been impeached. He's been impeached forever. They can never erase that.
Back home, and Victorian authorities are hoping air quality will improve. But a thunderstorm which hit the state, starting new fires, may ruin that prospect. Melbourne yesterday suffered through a second straight day of poor air quality due to smoke from bushfires in East Gippsland and New South Wales. Ambulance Victoria has reported a 75% increase in calls from people suffering breathing problems as a result of the smoke. However, Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, is hopeful air quality will improve amid milder fire conditions.
Obviously, we all hope that some decreased fire activity will mean decreased smoke and better air quality towards the end of the week, but we have to see how that pans out.
The New South Wales SES has warned much-needed rain and thunderstorms forecast to sweep the state could bring new risks. Most of the state is expected to receive rain from today through to Monday, except for some areas in the west and southwest. Firefighters are hoping the rain will help to put out more than 80 blazes still burning across the state, with some rain already having fallen on fire grounds. But lightning from thunderstorms will come with the risk of starting new fires. The World Meteorology Organization is warning extreme weather events will continue in 2020 and beyond if global warming is not stopped. The United Nations Agency's annual report shows 2019 was the second hottest year since records began, with the average global temperature 1.1 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The data is based on research from several data sets, including from NASA and the UK's Met Office. WMO Secretary-General Pateri Talas says they expect extreme weather, such as Australia's severe bushfire season, to continue this year and beyond. He says extreme weather is being fuelled by greenhouse gases trapping record heat in the atmosphere. To cricket, and Australian fast bowler Pat Cummins has been voted the International Cricket Council's Test Match Player of the Year for 2019. Cummins has been rewarded for taking 59 Test Match wickets in 2019, 14 more than any other bowler. He's one of five Australians to be named in the Test Match Team of the Year, alongside Mitchell Starc, Nathan Lyon, Steve Smith and Manus Labuschagne. The overall award for best cricketer in the world last year has been given to England all-rounder Ben Stokes. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 35. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 25. A morning shower or two in Melbourne, 19. Also 19 in Hobart with morning showers. Showers and a possible storm in Canberra, 28. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 25. Sydney will have a shower or two and a possible storm, 28. Similar conditions in Newcastle and 30. A shower or two in Brisbane, 29. Much the same in Cairns and 33. And partly cloudy in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.